Okay, good. Let me see. If an old man is still very strong and active, and he doesn't show his age very well, you say, well, he's still quite...
Well-preserved.
Well-preserved, okay. Let's say he gets around a lot.
Sure is active.
Then you'd say he's very active, okay. What about an old lady who acts like she's 16? For her age, she's... Would you use
spry?
Active? Spry?
Yeah.
Would you use spry? Is that, does that come readily to your mind? Okay. And if someone is very quick, maybe not so old, but very quick and active in all their motions.
Quite agile.
Agile, okay. What about a younger person? Would you say that also? We use those terms. What about somebody who's young who moves around a lot?
Agile.
Agile, okay. Okay, if you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
Scared.
Okay. Other words for that?
Afraid.
Afraid, okay.
Scared.
Okay. If you're afraid now, you might say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She... In the past, she wasn't afraid. I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
wasn't before.
Okay. What's the opposite of used to be afraid?
What's the opposite of used to be? Was brave?
Okay.
Unafraid?
Huh?
Unafraid?
Unafraid? Okay. Do you ever hear the phrase, didn't used to be?
You didn't used to be like that. Yeah.
Would you use that?
Yeah.
Is that normal
in
your speech? Okay. If somebody leaves a lot of money on the table in the house and leaves the door unlocked and goes away, you'd say he's very...
Careless.
Okay. And if Aunt Lizzie isn't quite right, you'd say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Crazy.
Okay.
No. Strange, I think.
Okay. What about... What about there's another word that's taken on a lot of different connotations recently, and that's queer. Would you ever use that to refer to somebody like that?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the recent connotations of that in your mind?
All right, now wait a minute. It used to be, when I was growing up, if you were queer, you were gay. We didn't use gay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so now we've reverted back to queer being peculiar or odd.
Uh-huh.
I never think of somebody, when I say queer, I never think of a homosexual, if that's what you mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You wouldn't very much any longer, but we can move that.
No, I'm fine.
But nowadays you would use gay to refer to a homosexual.
Yes, I think it's less offensive.
Okay, and queer to refer to... Peculiar behavior.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me see. If somebody's reacted kind of strongly to something you've said, you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
all riled up.
Okay. Or another way of saying that? Mad or angry. Okay. If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him, well, just keep
good.
Or keep
calm.
Okay. Let's see. If you've been working very hard, you might say, if you've been working all day, you might say, you're very
tired.
Okay. If you use wear out, you might say, he's all
used up.
Okay. Or to use wear out. Past form, you'd say he's all
worn out. I'm sorry.